Welcome to the Get It Girl community, where yes, you can have it all. We are redefining confidence in life, business, health, and happiness.
If you are motivated, full of drive, a go-getter, and looking for ways to achieve it all without losing yourself to the constant grind, this space is for you.
We are teaching you to take control of your life to boost confidence, to feel good inside and out, which then spills into every aspect of your life. You show up better for yourself, your relationships, your career, your passions.
We also focus a lot on bucket lists to help ignite that passion and adventure in you when it comes to different seasons in your life, to relationships, travel, food, and so much more.
So look in the mirror and say it loud and proud. Yes, you can have it all.
Get it, girl. We are changing the conversation around women and success from empowerment to celebration of achievement.
Welcome back to the Get It Girl podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ashley Legg, and this is a solo podcast episode. I'm really excited to dive in about this topic. I am offering you 5 tools to help you gain clarity towards your goals. And I'm sharing these tools based on personal growth experience, as well as many of my clients' successes. So I really hope you take away some golden nuggets from this episode. And first, I just want to tell you about an email headline that I received from a potential client at the time who I ended up working with, and we had a lot of success in our journey. But I opened this email immediately. The headline was, "Help a mom, help her get back to herself." This really resonates with me because as a mother, and I know Cynthia can feel this too as being a mother, is that we all deserve to feel good inside and out. And it can be hard when there are so many moving parts. The day-to-day is very busy. There's a lot going on. You are constantly taking care of others. And so when I got this email, I was like, I want to help this person so much. And sometimes all someone needs is a little support and a little nudge in the right direction. And that's exactly what happened. So these are the 5 tools that I want to share with you. Tool number 1 is to have an action plan. When you have a plan in place, you are more likely to take action towards whatever goal you're chasing. It's giving you clarity. It's giving you a system to follow. And I feel like when people are confident in the sense that, okay, this is what I need to do, it gives them the motivation to take the steps to move forward. So having an action plan in place can really help you here. It's prepare to succeed type of notion. It's having that system. It's following the plan. It's staying eager. And it's motivating you to show up to take action. So whether this is you looking online for a plan to follow, that's an idea, or hiring a coach like myself to help guide you in the right direction and to provide that plan based on your personal statistics, your age, your height, your weight, your goal weight, your activity level, someone can be there to do that work for you. And just figure out a way to create a plan. Add this to your current schedule and it's going to help motivate you. Tip number 2 is consistency. So stay consistent. There are no shortcuts. You need to create a routine. You need to put in the work and you need to make effort. So when you show up and you remain consistent with that action plan, with those daily habits, it's really going to take you the next level. You can't expect to work out for a few days and eat well for a few days and earn that long-term progress that you want. It takes more time than that. It's consistency over an extended period of time. So that consistency really, truly is the ultimate game changer to get you closer to your goal and for that to be sustainable over a long period of time. My goal always is to help people create healthy lifestyles. So there are no quick fixes. It's a long-term game. Tool number 3 is to give yourself time. So that really does piggyback off the consistency. It takes time to build a better and stronger you, both mentally and physically. Transformation takes days, it takes weeks, it takes months, it takes years. We are a constant work in progress. Even me, many years into my personal journey, and as a personal trainer and nutrition coach, I'm still constantly learning and relearning. So just understand that whatever goal you're chasing, it's going to take time. Tip or tool number four is to practice patience. So while you are giving yourself time, practicing patience is crucial here because people tend to give up when they don't see those results right away. And my advice is to take it one day at a time and focus on winning the day. And soon those daily habits are going to become second nature. They are going to become more part of your routine. And that's going to allow you to win the weeks, to win the months, to win the years, and to win that healthy lifestyle. And the last tool is to have a support system. Support is so crucial because I know that chasing a personal health goal can sometimes be very scary. And I always fall back to this quote, while we are strong alone, we are stronger together. And I truly do believe there's power in numbers. So while you can do everything on your own, it really is so motivating to have people in your corner because they are going to be the ones that are going to help push you forward and to be there for you when motivation is lacking because it happens to the best of us, or you're just kind of feeling off that day. You could always reach out to your accountability partner. You know, hopefully they'll give you that inspiration or motivation or push you need to keep on going. And this accountability partner could be your everyday partner. If you have a boyfriend or a husband, it could be a best friend. It could be a coworker that you both share similar health and wellness interests or goals with. It could be someone on social media that you've connected with. It could be literally anyone, just someone that you can talk about your feelings with, about what you're going through, what you're struggling with, what you need help with. And it's just nice when you can feed off each other and, you know, lift each other up and offer tools or, you know, little motivation that the other person might not think of. So it's just nice to just feed off each other and be there for each other. So I really hope you took away some good tools here and that you apply them. I promise you, if you just try to work on these five tools, it's really going to help you in the long term. I know that, you know, striving towards a better personal health journey is not easy and it does take work and it challenges you inside and out. But when you earn those results, it's going to be so sweet and so worth it. So just be easy on yourself, be kind to yourself in the process. Just really focus on being 1% better every day. I really feel like that's sustainable. That's, you know, relieving some of the pressure off yourself to, you don't have to do, you know, go all in or nothing type of mindset. If you're just focusing on being 1% better every day, you can start to build upon your personal health routine without feeling the crazy amount of pressure. But I am here for you. Please, please feel free to reach out if you want to talk further about this episode or if you want me to dig deeper into certain areas. We really appreciate you listening to the Get It Girl podcast. Please review us. Please share this episode with others that might need it. And definitely subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. If you made it to the end, sending you love today and every day. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Get It Girl podcast. If you're not already, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a new episode.
Our number one goal is to connect, inspire, and to build a movement where you never feel alone. See you in the next episode.